The four people alleged to be involved in the disappearance of six-year-old Jocelyn Smith appeared in the Vredenburg Magistrates Court on Wednesday for bail applications. Three of the accused, including Jocelyn's mother, Kelly Smith, and her boyfriend, Joaquin Apollos, have abandoned their bail applications. The state withdrew charges against accused number four, Phumza Sekat. The suspects are facing charges of kidnapping and human trafficking.
They will be abandoning bail. The state is opposing bail in this matter. At this stage, the state withdraws charges against accused number four.
Also confirms that accused one of these abandoned bail at the state's office.
Yes, Wallace.
Good morning, Your Worship. I confirm my appearance for accused number three. I also confirm at this stage that the defense will not bring a formal bail application. We'll be abandoning our bail at this stage, Your Worship.
The date agreed with the defense, and if that date suits the Honorable Court, we're looking at the 6th or the 13th of May, whichever suits the court.
For what purpose?
For the purpose of investigation.
What investigations are done?
Your Worship, several information has been received as to the whereabouts of the child in question. Those are being followed up. We are also awaiting cell phone data analysis. Those documents are to be obtained, further witness statements to be obtained. So investigations are at a very early stage and ongoing.
Jocelyn's whereabouts remain unknown. She was reported missing on February 19 in Saldanha Bay. Speaking to the media after court proceedings, Western Cape Provincial Police Commissioner General Thembisile Phathekile said investigations continue, including following forensic leads. He said their search for the six-year-old has not led them outside the Western Cape.
Look, we're doing investigation, as we said. We respect what the court says, but does not mean the case is finalized. We're still continuing investigation. Hence, our prosecutor was saying further investigation, which lead us to what is the forensic. We are unable to say now because we're still under investigation. We're not at liberty to say what the results are until the investigation continues, until we see that there is a lead on that. We wish we'd find Jocelyn. We want to find Jocelyn. That's our main and ultimate goal, is to find Jocelyn. We cannot rule out any more arrest in an investigation. And we're still saying that, maintain the investigation where it leads us, we will go. Secondly, if anywhere we find that there is something, then we'll follow that. But for now, we have not had those leads. But in any case, in any investigation, whether it starts here at Saldanha Bay, we would get leads in Durban or anywhere, we do follow those when that comes, when that gets unfolded. So we follow those leads. If leads us to anywhere, so be it. We will follow that. If it leads us overseas, so be it. We will go to overseas. But for now, we have not had such leads.
Violence erupted between community members and police outside the court before proceedings when hundreds of protesters demanded access to the court but were kept behind a barbed wire fence by law enforcement. Police confirmed one of their own was injured.
I'm not sure if you were here last first appearance, which was actually uncontrollable. Now, when we extend the scene, our territory where we've got to operate, and we use a barbed wire, especially when we anticipate violence, for us it was a wise move. If it was not, and looking at what has happened, we prevented the unprecedented that would have happened. Yes, by nature, people don't want to be restricted. But by law, we have a duty to prevent any crime that can be committed. But what we cannot accept is when people, unprovoked by the police, they start attacking the police. I have directed that we started these videos with the purpose of making arrest, because we've opened a case of public violence, and whoever was responsible, we will follow that.
The case has been postponed to May 13. For Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.